Well, we had to come to Enid, to the grain grading school, to catch up with Kim Anderson. Kim, there's a lot of talk across the state that this may be one of the worst wheat crops in many years. What are you seeing?
Well, I think reports are probably correct. You've got to go back to the 50 to get production this low. But I think the market may have already taken this short crop into consideration and maybe thinks that it's a little bigger than it was, say, a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so let's talk about the prices with all of that in there. How does that affect it?
Well, you look at the Kansas City or the KC July contract price and our cash prices. They've fallen off nearly 50 cents in the last couple weeks. And again, I think that goes around that the market's thinking that we'll have a little more production, still low,
right,
but more production than we had. You look at that KC July contract, challenged the 850, it's broke the 825 support price, it's challenged the $8 support price, and if we're below it next week, then we're liable to go down to 760.
So we may be at the highest point right now.
We may have picked that depending on how the crop comes in.
Okay, let's talk internationally. What are you seeing?
Well, do you look at the world supply situation and the U.S. supply situation? I think that tells a story there. Mm-hmm. U.S. ending stocks for the 14-15 marking year, 540 million bushels. This year, 583, so down next year, and that's down from last year, 718. But if you look at foreign ending stocks, 6,346,000,000 for 14-15, up from 6,271,000,000 in 13-14, up from 5,724,000,000 in 12-13. You look at the world, the same thing. Higher ending stocks, 6.9 billion. Last year, 6 billion. The year before, 6.4 billion. So foreign and world stocks keep increasing while U.S. stocks are tight. There's plenty of wheat in the world.
Okay. And I'm just going to ask it with all this wheat around here. Let's talk about canola.
On canola, it's also having problems with production, but looks like it'll be a fair crop. You look at canola prices, you go back 6-8 months, you're up around $12 a bushel. It went down to 7.50, back up to around 9. So canola prices look like they're going to stabilize in that $9 area.
Okay, wheat price in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, in the middle of June, what do you got?
$7.47 a bushel.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.